You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Well, hey, Carl, it's great to have you here with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hey, so our topic today is really getting into this whole idea of you know, having to borrow money or deal with a financial institution, and so many times that small business owners go into that really with their eyes not wide open. Sometimes that becomes a little bit of an issue. Now, one of the things that certainly the industry has seen, you know, and really in all trades, is the fact that we just came through the pandemic. And quite frankly, there were so many contractors that had record years through that time period. And so they expanded, they bought trucks, they hired people, they went through all those things. And then, you know, now things are tightening up. And they have a whole set of issues with equipment availability and all the rest of that stuff. But then the economy is tightening up, and there's a lot of them that go through that cycle that don't recognize, you know, that they need to be backing down, that they need to be downsizing a little bit, or at least preparing for the future. So that's kind of what I see from our side. In working with the trades and the contractors, do you see some of that from your side, or what does that look like on your end? How do you view that?
Absolutely. I think you take a look at kind of the national stuff where they say, okay, we're in a recession. Well, how do you know when you're in a recession? When you can look back and say, yeah, there it was. Not when you're in it, right?
Right.
To echo what you said, you look back at kind of the past couple of years, and the biggest issue or the biggest question wasn't, where am I going to get my next job? It's, can I find enough employees? And, you know, is the material going to be here on time? Mm-hmm. So for a lot of that, you know, cash flow and profitability and revenue wasn't necessarily the issue that was coming in. It was all of the, you know, are we going to have the material on site to be able to do the job, to finish the job? That was more of kind of the big thing that business owners had to look at. On my side, from the banking standpoint, we get the benefit of getting the financials after the fact. Kind of like I said, where you know when you're in a recession because you can look back and you can point to it. Banks are looking at financial statements, tax returns, looking at what happened over the previous periods, and they can kind of point their finger and say, hey, you know, you're starting to lose money here. Why didn't you make a change? Why didn't you cut staffing? Why didn't you increase your pricing to manage your cash flow? So it can be very difficult to know in the moment that you're in that. One of the things, especially for contractors, where things are so job specific, most financial accounting programs have a jobs in progress report that you can look at and say, for each job, look at your profitability, your costing, to make sure that each job in and of itself is profitable. And you're not just looking at the end of the month, is there money in the checkbook, right? Because that can really be a key warning a lot of times on the front end of things is, okay, you know, our price is starting to go up, and I need to adjust my prices, increase my prices to make up for that difference in materials, or, you know, are things just not coming in as fast as they were? So that profitability per job and looking at it, and it's as more of a kind of a job specific individual thing versus is there money in the checkbook, can be a really good warning indicator of, you know, are things starting to slow down?
Yep. So let me ask that, because that just spurs a number of different thoughts for me. So from the lender's perspective, you're saying that it would be a good thing, wise thing, for them to be doing the job costing on individual jobs. Because Yeah, and let me just preface that by saying that 85% of contractors across the country still use standard QuickBooks, right? They don't even use contractor version of QuickBooks, which means they don't have that job costing piece of the puzzle in there. Does that throw red flags for you? Does it? I mean, what's the viewpoint of that?
I've yet to meet a small business owner that said, you know, I started my company so that I could produce financial reporting for the bank.
Yeah,
right. You love the trade. You love kind of go out and meet with customers, getting the work done. And then there's the kid's soccer game or, you know, the dance recital or something like that. And family and life gets in the way. And that stack invoices that needs to get sent out or bills that need to get paid, get put on, you know, the corner of the desk, and I'll get to that tomorrow. What we see a lot of times on the from the banking standpoint is if you don't have, if you're not at the point where it makes sense to have a full-time bookkeeper or accountant on staff, even if you just have somebody for 10 to 15 hours a week, that's going to pay invoices, pay bills when they're due, send out invoices to make sure that you're collecting cash when you should. It helps a ton.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.